Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and Living Local. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce our host of Business Talk. He's the editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here's George O'Brien.
Okay, good morning, and welcome to another episode of Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local. As Chris mentioned, I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West Magazine in Springfield. Happy to have you with us here today. Very happy to have you with us here today, actually, because our guest is Rick Sullivan. He is the president and CEO of the Western Mass Economic Development Council. Rick, how are you this morning?
I'm great, George. Thanks for the opportunity to be with you today.
Well, we always like to check in with you every now and then. I know you were on last summer, I believe it was. Much has happened since then. You and I have talked many times since. Kind of like one of those E.F. Hutton things. When Rick Sullivan talks, people listen. So we like to have you on the show.
Wow. No pressure there.
Place to begin today, and I read the headline in the Globe of Eric Rosenkrantz of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston is predicting a robust recovery this year because of all the signs that he's looking. I'm sure you read the same article.
Yeah,
I'm sure you were probably thinking I might bring it up today. What are your thoughts as you examine the scene here in Springfield and across Western Massachusetts? Let's start with that, and then we'll get to this. Prospects for recovery here. You look out the window as I do almost.
I'm always a glass half full type of guy. And I do think that, before we were going into COVID, I think the regional economy was in a very strong position. So I am very optimistic that we are going to get back to that position, pretty quickly once, the vaccines are out and we've hit the numbers and COVID hopefully, begins to break here and we kind of get back to whatever the new normal is going to be. So I do think there's also going to be a huge amount of pent up demand for, travel and day trips and people getting out and, experiencing, some of the venues that we have out here, particularly around the issues and the sectors of travel and tourism, whether it's the Hall of Fame or Yankee Candle, or the museums, the casino, we've got a lot to offer here in Western Mass. And so I do think that, when we get to that point and, hopefully it is this summer I think those sectors will bounce back pretty quickly. I also think that there's a real opportunity that COVID has brought to the region, which is that, many of these jobs that, have been in large office buildings, particularly in Boston market or New York market, many of those companies are just not going to go back into at least as much space, I don't think, at least not immediately. And I think one of the things that COVID has really allowed people to experience is this real life balance between work and quality of life. And, that's where Western Massachusetts really has a lot to offer. So I do think that there's a real opportunity for people to be working remotely, working from home. Western Mass presents a great opportunity, from an economic development point of view, a growth opportunity. Now we need to do some things in terms of, finishing the investment in broadband and internet and Wi-Fi and those types of things, because we need state-of-the-art communications everywhere in Western Massachusetts. But I think that there's real opportunities there. And I also think, we did hold an event, the EDC held an event back in August, where many of the larger companies, out of this region, are looking at their supply chains and looking for it to be more reliable, closer to their headquarters or their other operations, and they really are seriously looking at allowing companies, into that supply chain where perhaps many of those components of that supply chain were overseas or, more distant in the U.S., looking and giving opportunities closer to home. So again, given that manufacturing in particular is a real important backbone of our economy here in Western Massachusetts, I do think that there's real opportunities in the future. So I am, and I do share the belief of the Boston Federal Reserve that I do think the future is bright for Western Mass.
Okay. You have a broad, diverse membership at the EDC. I know you're meeting probably by Zoom these days.
Yep.
But you've also got your finger on the pulse, what these members are telling you, not just at the board meetings, but in general. Can you kind of get a sense for what they're telling you as we head into what I guess would have to be called year two of the pandemic? We've turned the calendar. Still yep. in the same pandemic, but we've turned the calendar. What are they telling you?
So I think in many ways it depends on which sector the member or the company is in. So, you know, if you're in the restaurant or anything to do with travel and tourism, you know, things are tough. And it's going to be a very difficult winter, you know, particularly for things like restaurants and venues, because, you know, people are just either not able given the restrictions or just choosing to not, you know, go to indoor dining or indoor venues at all just because of the COVID. So that is that I think in those particular sectors, I think it is going to be more difficult in the next coming months. They got a slight reprieve, I guess, when they could do things like outdoor dining and outdoor gatherings, and some of the numbers in terms of the limits on gatherings was larger than it is now. But without question, I think anybody in those kinds of sectors is going to have a very tough winter and probably a tough next 6 months. You know, if you're in the field of manufacturing, particularly anything with precision manufacturing, those companies are actually busy. You're seeing some investments in equipment and, you know, some growth in terms of building space and operations. And one of the probably biggest concerns that they have is being able to find the talent, enough people to be able to, you know, fuel that growth. And again, I think that's an opportunity for us in Western Mass, an opportunity that will not be there forever if we don't, you know, fill those jobs and take advantage of that opportunity. Because if they can't fill those jobs, then I think longer term, you know, people are going to need to have the labor force. But I think right now in the short run and, you know, certainly the immediate future thereafter, I think if you're in the manufacturing sector, I think it's actually a growth opportunity.
Hmm. Well, let's get back to that opportunity in a minute. Let's talk a little bit more about the current situation and what we're seeing. You've mentioned, and other people have mentioned, just how well this economy was doing before COVID hit. Kind of terribly ironic that Springfield suffered through the 90s and into the early years of this century, if you will, and was really hitting its stride. Finally, I talked about this with other people. You really had to watch what time you left downtown Springfield. Otherwise, you might be stuck in downtown Springfield for many more minutes than you wanted to be stuck in downtown Springfield. And then, which is a great thing. I mean, you know, some people complain about that. I believe that's a great sign of a healthy city right there. Traffic jams are good things. Parking problems are good things. It means people want to come to your city. I'll take those any day. How much damage, if that's the right word, has been done to Springfield by this? And how quickly can this city bounce back? The casino obviously is struggling. The Thunderbirds are not playing this year. Mm-hmm. There are no shows at the MassMutual Center, or very few shows at the MassMutual Center. That vibrancy is gone. You can leave downtown Springfield anytime you want now. No traffic, no nothing.
So I was probably chuckling there, George, because, you know, as somebody who commuted into Boston for 7.5 years, you know, we never had traffic here even when things were even more robust. So I never think that there's a traffic problem. And I'm probably one of those guys. I'm one of those guys like you who actually thinks waiting in line for lunch is actually a good thing because that means it's busy. But to answer your question, you know, I do think it can bounce back relatively quickly. You know, I don't think it's going to happen, you know, over the next 6 months in terms of the venues that you mentioned specifically in terms of the MassMutual Center or the casino, because I think people are just going to be reluctant to go, you know, to those venues given the pandemic and quite honestly, given the restrictions that are there, they just don't feel that they can and probably shouldn't. But I do think that after that, I do think that there is some serious pent up demand, and I do think it will come back, you know, pretty quickly. And again, I think that Springfield and I do think that the casino played an important part in this, that it added one more important piece to that entertainment destination type addition to our offerings that made it, you know, not just a day trip anymore, but now you could do 2 or 3 days and really put together, you know, some pretty entertaining days when you look at the different kinds of venues we had. And that had just started. And I think people will come back to that pretty quickly once it can all be opened up and be done safely. So again, I think in the short run, though, you know, we know that some of these restaurants are, you know, probably closed, unfortunately, probably forever. And so that's going to take some time for, you know, the next generation, if you will, to make that investment to come back. And, you know, that will be a bit of a drag. But I do think that, you know, again, I'm optimistic that that will come back relatively quickly. You know, it may not be till the third or even fourth quarter of 2021, but I think it'll come back quick. I think in many ways it may come back quicker than even in Boston, which, you know, I think is going to be hard hit with commercial office space in particular. And I think definitely some of the larger companies that had a big footprint in those, you know, downtown office buildings or the Seaport District and some of the other growth areas that had happened in Boston and Metro Boston, those are going to be slower to recover, because I just don't think that many of the companies that have, you know, been working remotely and having their employees work from home, in some cases, they found that they can be as efficient, and quite honestly, the employees are as happy or happier and being more productive. So I do think that some of that is going to be longer term. And again, I think that's an opportunity for Western Massachusetts.
Okay. This is Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West Magazine. We are talking with Rick Sullivan. He is the president and CEO of the Western Mass Economic Development Council. Before we get back to that and the opportunities that present themselves for Western Mass, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you to talk about the EDC a little bit. It has a mission that it carries out, projects that it's been involved with over the years. How has the pandemic affected that? And I'm sure you're still working on workforce. You're still working on bringing companies and people to Western Mass. And this is probably a nice segue into what you were talking about. How has the pandemic changed any of that, expanded all that, accelerated?
So, I mean, in terms of membership, we have been fortunate that our membership has actually grown, which I think probably shows the value that, you know, being a member of the EDC brings to the members that are there. We've got about, you know, 85 members, which is higher than it was 6 years ago when I came. And we certainly are still committed and still provide those site selecting services and help bring companies, you know, into the area for growth, or companies that are here helping them to grow in the region. And you know, the EDC doesn't care whether or not, you know, the company expands in Greenfield or Agawam or anywhere in between, as long as it's in Western Mass. And so that those services, you know, we're actually busier now than we were before. You know, we've got over 40 site searches going on right now. Now, many of them don't come to fruition, but that number's that's a good number for us. In fact, when I get off this call today, I've got a new company that's looking in Western Mass to actually purchase and expand here. So, you know, there's real opportunities. Our partners at Westover Development and West Mass Development are equally as busy on that front. So that does look like, it's going to be an exciting 2021. Workforce is clearly at the top of our agendas in terms of not only finding and retaining and developing the talent for our companies here. And to be clear, it's not just for our member companies. We really, you know, want to see all of the businesses expand and survive and do well. Kind of the rising tide lifts all boats kind of argument. We're very focused on that. And with the new strategic plan that which Business West was part of as a member, a real focus on improving the quality of life for everybody in Western Massachusetts, not just not just the business community, not just our member community, but everybody. And there will be, you know, a real focus on, you know, diversity and equity and inclusion, helping our minority and women-owned businesses grow and expand here in Western Massachusetts. I mean, a realization that, you know, we are a very diverse population, and we need to have everybody have the access and the ability to participate in our economy if we're going to be successful. So, you know, many of our workforce development programs are going to be working in partnership with what we call our anchor institution strategy, where which Bay State Medical has taken the lead on, but we've got some other great partners there, and Mass Mutual and UMass and Big Y, just to name a few, that have really stepped up and committed to hiring locally, investing locally, allowing companies, local companies into their supply chains, understanding that it's important to bring in those smaller businesses, certainly, you know, minority and women-owned businesses into those supply chains so that everybody can have a better economy and, quite honestly, a better quality of life.
Hmm. Well, let's talk about this opportunity that you mentioned earlier, and you and I have talked a lot about this. The theory goes that, you know, businesses that have been paying, I don't know what they're paying in Boston now, $70, $80, $90 a square foot, simply are not going to go back to those spaces. They don't right. need to be in Boston. They certainly don't need to be paying $70, $80, $90 a square foot. And the theory goes that, you know, these companies might just look this way now and, yep. and pay $22.50 a square foot. And meanwhile, they're employees can look this way, because if they're going to work remotely, which they're doing, why can't they work or live in Western Massachusetts, where the housing costs are probably, what, roughly a third what they are
sure.
in the Boston
yep.
market,
yep.
half to a third? That's the theory. How do we turn theory into reality?
So, you know, and usually the conversation that you and I have in the hallway, which is where all good work gets done. You know, there will have to be, you know, some awareness made through some marketing, understanding that, you know, a real huge campaign that was going to be, you know, to the end customers is probably outside the scope of the dollar budgets of the EDC. But there are strategic ways that we can have, you know, a marketing campaign to make people aware of the opportunities here in Western Massachusetts, which is, you know, a real campaign. You know, there are other things that we can be doing. You know, we did an event, the EDC co-sponsored event with the Mass Tech Collaborative, which brought in iRobot was the lead with Congressman Neal. We had a great lineup of speakers, but really the focus of the event was to bring in the iRobot and allow them to go through where there's opportunities in their supply chains. And during the course of that, some of our businesses were given the opportunity to bid into those supply chains. And I know that some of those companies actually got contracts to now become suppliers into that. Another component of that was, you know, they were looking at, you know, some of their office work, whether it be call centers or some of their other, I'll call it back office work, some of their blue collar, but some of their white collar jobs as well. And, you know, again, provided an opportunity for Western Mass to, you know, get into that selection process of growth for iRobot as they look to, you know, realign their company and their supply chains and really their working how they work and where they work from. So I think that there are opportunities, and we've already signed an agreement with MTC to do four of those events next year in different sectors, everything from clean energy, you know, to IT, to medical devices, and, you know, to bring in the larger companies to say, hey, here's the talent that we have in Western Massachusetts. And by talent, that's the workforce, but it's our companies that work in those sectors. But it's also, here's that opportunity. So it's a little more strategic. It's a little more focused. But if you know, again, we're going to do at least four of those events with MTC. And that provides that opportunity. And, you know, we have found that if we can get to the table to make the case, we can at least be given the opportunity to either bid or put in a proposal, and you certainly don't win them all. That's kind of the nature of business. But, you know, I think if we can get to the table and make those cases, I think we can win our fair share of them. So I think it's kind of a two-prong approach. It's some of that strategic planned focused events. But also, you know, there has to be some kind of larger messaging and marketing and awareness of, hey, we're out here and, you know, we're different than Boston. And just because our name ends in Massachusetts, don't confuse us with Boston.
Now, are we already starting to see some movement? I know the United Van Line story got all that play about Massachusetts being one of those states that people are moving from instead of to. But I know you know a few realtors, at least to one extent.
Well, see, yeah, so I do happen to live with one. And, yes. You know, I think the
what are they telling you?
They are pillow talking and saying that, you know, the market is hot. I mean, it is a seller's market. There needs to be more inventory in the market. And, you know, so, you know, it's a good time to be, you know, potentially, you know, selling your home if that's the case. But there also needs to be some more inventory on the market, both at market rate and certainly, you know, workforce style housing as well. So you are seeing some of those investments start to happen. But there needs to be.
Who's buying? Where are these people coming from?
You know, there absolutely is Boston interest. And by Boston, I just mean to the east. And, you know, quite honestly, sometimes it's a phone call that it's like, look, I'll give you the full price or overpriced offer and, you know, waive the contingencies and let's just go. And we're coming out and, you know, I can work out there have the quality of life of Western Massachusetts and still, you know, be employed here in Boston. So there is some of that. There certainly is some of that in from New York, you know, perhaps more up in the Berkshire County and starting to see it a little bit in Franklin County than perhaps in Hamden. But you're starting to see out of area buyers coming in and deciding that, you know, this quality of life is really what we want for ourselves and our family. And I can still be, you know, gainfully employed and work pretty effectively and efficiently from Western Massachusetts.
Okay, that's encouraging. All right, we'll get more pillow talk from Rick Sullivan next time on the next episode of Business Talk. Thank you, Rick. Insightful as always, and this time more ways than others.
All right.
Good luck to you in 2021. And again, we'll have you back soon. You always
all right.
Have some good insight for our listeners. So don't be a stranger.
Appreciate anyway. It. Thanks.
All right. Thank you all for listening. This has been Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West. It's been good to see you, and we'll see you next time.